and family. It is your sister, Treya Love. Hey, hey, how's it going? We're nearing the end of August, and I felt it was congruent and time to do the pulse check with my people. So here we are. How y'all doing? How's life been for you? How's the alignment? And the congruence been for you? What's been happening for me? Hence the check-in, the pulse check. You know, that's what I like to do every once in a while. It's only every once in a while right now. So, a little pulse check. And I wanted to talk to you about the next 3 to 6 months and the plans and a little bit of a tour. So let's talk about what's happening with Treya Love and the projects and our life and what we're doing with it. So hey family, how y'all doing? Things have been real over here in La Mesa in San Diego. Y'all know I love being back here in San Diego. This is a place where I raise my kids. And Spirit called me back here over 5 years ago. And I'm so grateful because I feel like San Diego is one of the greatest places to be for healing, to be quite honest. I feel like people are ready to jump into alignment out here. So your girl out here working with many people, and many projects. And we're going to talk a bit about that tonight. The projects and the kickoff, the expansion, the tour, the topics, the superstars, the alignment, and what the heck is going on. Family, so I hope y'all doing well. I love y'all. Hey. So I want to spread some peace and grace right now because I've had many things happen in the last several months, and especially week or two, have held space for people to do and be what they needed to do and be. And the universe has very much so delivered, like very much so delivered. So I want to offer gratitude and just put it out there. And for you too. So if you put it out there for the universe and said, hey, I want something to happen and I'm going to hold space for it. And then that shit happened. So let's do that. And actually, let's talk about manifestation a little bit. Let's pivot. We talked about this in the last podcast, but let's pivot into that, because when we are able to talk and pivot into like what's actually happening instead of what's happened, and hold space for people and where they're at instead of where we want them to be or where we expected things to be, that's like a whole thing. It's a very interesting topic too. So I have been very good about doing that and dealing with all the leaders that I'm working with and all the projects and all the places that I'm working with right now and pivoting. And it's been very reciprocal in terms of me holding space for people to be the best and highest versions of themselves. Because I think that what happens a lot of the time is many people want things to happen, but they project what they think is going to happen on the situation. And be it good or bad, if they project something that they don't necessarily want, it can happen. But if they can hold space for the person that they're trying to be working with or the project or whatever they're working on, and hold space for that person to be well and for full and complete healing in that space, like, honestly, fam, miracles can happen. And I just have to say that for myself right now. I very much so witnessed that very recently. So holding space for people and miracles. Ooh, let's stop there. holding space for people and miracles. Do you guys hold space for people and miracles, or do you just doubt people? So let's hold space for people that we love and people that we care about, to include ourselves and miracles. Okay, fam? Let's just hold some space for miracles. Okay, so we're going to pivot again. I feel like this funny thing about miracles is, once you have a good miracle or a miracle story, then you have something to jump off from, if that makes any sense. It's kind of like riding a bike, and once you've ridden it once, you like are like, hey, I know how to do it. So holding space for miracles and allowing that to happen, being able to receive, that's a big, big thing. But another topic for another day. The receipt of miracles. So I'm in the receipt of miracles, and I'm holding space for people that don't necessarily know how to hold space for themselves. And I just want you all to think about that. So as we're working, like with our families and with our jobs and with our life and how we make our livelihood and how we earn money and how we survive in this goofy world we're living in. Oh my goodness. Oh man, the contracts, right? It's so funny. Well, at least for me it is. But to hold some space for people that we care about and love to be well. And I'm going to give you another example. Okay, so like, for example, my children, they're definitely not children. They're men that are 25 and 30. And so they're men, definitely not children. But when I didn't know how to come into alignment for them, instead of projecting my bullshit, like, worry on them, I held space for them to be like, no, I know they're healed and I know that they can come into this alignment, and I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to project my stupid, silly fight or flight and fear on them. So as I did that, and it took years in many cases. Yeah, for sure. Years. But to hold space and like to sit in your discernment and know that like God, the universe, spirit, our higher self is going to deliver, our guides, our angels, like whatever you connect with, like however that works for you. I have a whole lot of views. I have my own views about that, but whatever that means for you, but holding space for people you love to be healed, as with yourself, as with your family and your life, you know, not projecting our bullshit old paradigms on what we haven't seen yet. What do they say? I don't know what the heck the Bible verse is, and I'm not a biblical person. I'm very spiritual, but I'm not biblical. But it's about faith, and it's about what we know, and it's not about what we see. So knowing what we know, which for me is called discernment, and being able to hold space for the discernment of the total and complete full capacity of us living our beautiful life and our families and our people that we care about. So, okay. So, hello. Okay. And that took me a lot of time, and I'm still like massaging that with some relationships that I have. It takes time. And that's an interesting thing too. It's like when I work with people, I work with them no less than 3 months at a time, because we have to let life speak to us and let it show us what we have not allowed ourselves to see. Maybe, if that makes some sense. So that's why I feel like 3 months is kind of a big deal to let life in and let the universe be like, okay, asshole, this is what you're not doing. And let our discernment pop in. And so, yeah, it's our allowingness, our knowingness, our trust process. We on the, oh man, y'all getting the nugs tonight for straight real. because this is like straight coaching. Drea Love coaching session right now. I have several sessions booked this week, and y'all getting this coaching sessions on the podcast for real. Ain't going to be available for much longer for free, but that's where we're at right now. So, hey. Nearing on the end of August 2023, my heart is so fucking open, man. Oh my God, life has been so good to me. So good. Oh my goodness. I love my children. I love my family. I love my life. I love love. I love my business. I love abundance. I love where I live. I love the people in my life. And I am like, y'all hear the frequency. It's loud and it's contagious. So take note, and I'm offering it to you. It's free. It's free. We are frequency. So we are 75 trillion vibrating atoms. Okay. So we are just straight frequency. So just take the love that I have for myself and my life and the process that I've done, and just use it for yourself. That's a frequency transfer, motherfucker. Straight, silly and real, but it is. I was working with someone, a high profile client today, and I was guided to do some energy work on him. And at the end, we were both crying and we just talked, and he was like, oh my God, I felt like all that. And I was like, bro, like it's just a fucking frequency transfer. We're just atoms. We're vibrating atoms. We're photons. We are light. Receive. You don't have to understand it. Just receive. So receive, family. I love y'all. Okay, so let's talk about moving forward. Okay, not to try to be weird or all the things. I am weird. I'm super fucking weird. I'm weird to myself, and I'm weird to my kids, and I'm weird to my family. But anyhow, let's talk about moving forward. So the new project's coming up. Okay, so in the venues. Okay, so we have some exclusive offers coming through Therapy Day Spa, which I've been talking to you guys about for not 1 year. My friends purchased the spa last November, and they've been doing the thing. So we're going to have some wellness offerings, very exclusive, and discounted offerings offered through our second location. Discounted is what I said. You're not going to be able to get these offerings at this other rate other than through them, the subscription model. So that's going to be kicking off in the next couple months. And we have a couple locations, and I have many providers that are coming through me, like Human Design, like just so many people, couples, hypnosis, regression therapy, like, oh, so many things, you guys, parental trauma, like we're just going to be hosting so many beautiful things. But for me, it's the roadmap for wellness for Drea Love. And it's starting now. We're going to be kicking off the Drea Love Energetic Unpacking Tour. We're going to be going through Sacramento and LA, San Jose, Monterey, San Diego, like just several cities, starting in California. But we're going to be doing two baseline workshops, which I know are the entry level workshops for like why we're so fucked up. And I don't mean to sound funny, but we really are fucked up, right? Oh my goodness, it sounds so bad and funny, but it's straight true. Okay, so the baseline workshops. Okay, so we have two, and I'm going to tell you guys what the other ones are later, but right now, the baseline Drea Love workshops for entry level. It's like taking pre-algebra before you can take algebra. So my baseline workshops are wellness and energy. Why does it matter? What happens when we ignore it? And why does it matter? So the energy and wellness workshop is the first one, and ancestors and cord cutting is the second. And I have many others, but those are the two intros. And so next month, I am going to start the California movement in terms of offering. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a discounted rate of what it's going to be in the future, just because we're just starting this. But I already know what this is going to do, and I've already done this workshop so many times, and it has changed people's lives like on a massive scale. I haven't offered this workshop in over 1 year, so this is exclusive, this is temporary, this is limited. and it's space limited. And I don't know when I'm going to offer it again. So I'm telling you that in September, I'm going to be offering in San Jose and Sacramento and probably LA, probably San Diego as well. But for sure, those four cities for the start, for the tour, Energetic Unpacking. So if you guys are interested, hit me up and let me know. DreaLove.com, or you guys can go to my link tree or my Instagram, any of the things. But we're just basically popping off like what wellness means. And it's so interesting because it's like, as we're building this protocol out, or as I'm building, it's definitely we. as we are building this protocol out, because I'm definitely not doing this by myself, it's like figuring out what it looks like for everybody, all the levels, all the places, the conversations, like the pre-algebra before the algebra, and how it works. So I'm here for it. So family, the tour is getting ready to start, and I am partnered with one of the number one San Diego venues for weddings, 10 Acre Resort, and a wellness resort, and several other places, a day spa in San Diego, in Ocean Beach, and several other locations, doctors and things. So we're kicking things off, the workshops are going to start a little bit cheaper than they're going to be. So quarter three, they're going to be different than quarter four because they're going to be more expensive. So limited edition, we're going to be having memberships as well for the entire year, for the entire tour after. But right now, the limited edition and how we're starting is just where we're at. So I just wanted to let you guys know how it's going to happen and where I'm going to be. And if you're interested, please let me know, because here's the thing. It's kind of funny. So I have a master's degree, and I worked in clinical research for many years. So as I worked in clinical research, I actually got taught by the clinical research. So right now, I feel like my clients are my clinical research, and I have for years. So people report back to me. After I work with them, they report back to me. I had somebody last night that literally told me, Andrea, after you did this thing with my crystal, all shit broke loose and da-da-da-da, all these things happened. So, like, y'all are my clinical research. So I'm studying. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I am saying I'm here for it, and I'm present for it, and I'm available for it. And I do believe that the universe is speaking through us and is doing the work through us. And I do believe that we have the power to heal ourselves. And for me, it's taken many years. I'm not there, but I'm really in the process. And I definitely understand it. And I'm not fucked up by who can heal me anymore. And I just want you to know that. So this is probably one of the longer podcasts that I've made in a while. It's almost 20 minutes. Hey, it's been a while. But my heart is just feeling open and kind and full of grace, really, because I have held space for what has felt incongruent in the last several months. And I very much so predicted what was going to happen, and it has happened. And I am just holding space for my fellow companions to come into alignment with themselves, because I do believe that we all have the ability to be well. Yeah. We have the ability to be well. So let's just stop with that. So I love y'all. So I want you to remember that there's something called homeostasis and fight or flight. And that's in the first conversation. So if y'all want to know about that, we're going to talk. But y'all can be well. And I want you to be well. And I will you to be well. And I love you. So if you're interested in the workshops and the tour, like I said, Sacramento, LA, Bay Area, San Diego, for sure in September, y'all let me know. Peace and love. It's just a Dre love. Thanks for listening to me. on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.